The content found on thebestdayever.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
This is a dressing I've been making at Erewhon going back for years. It's kind of famous. I used to have people waiting while I would hand blend a whole batch to put in a jar, and they could take it with them, and I'd ring them up. But it's there's some foods and then superfoods added, and it's really yummy. I would use I'll just give you a rundown. One jalapeno pepper chopped up in the Vitamix, one bunch of cilantro leaves fresh chopped up, one organic yellow onion chopped up, and 7 ounces of nama shoya, or a low-sodium wheat-free tamari, 4 ounces of the Andreas fresh-pressed flax oil, 4 ounces of a raw stone-crushed olive oil, and then 9 ounces of apple cider vinegar. Those are the food items. Then we put in 1/2 to a teaspoon of Ashitaba, depending on taste, and I want to talk a bit about Ashitaba that you guys sell on the Longevity Warehouse, because I think it's one of the most underknown, incredible, super healing foods on the planet. And then I put 1 teaspoon of chlorella powder, Longevity Warehouse, and pure klamath crystals. I want to put 3 teaspoons of the blue-green algae, time refraction window dry crystals, from the Pure Synergy company that you sell. And then we go to phytoplankton. So this is, it's called the green dragon dressing, but it's like a superfood. Amazing dressing. Phytoplankton liquid tincture, 2 squirts or 1 teaspoon of the phytoplankton powder. And then 4 squirts of Super Ionics from Omika. And then I like to stick all BED with this because it just needs a touch of sweetener. It's a real Mexican sort of flavored dressing. It's hot, it's spicy, but it's savory, and then if you add just a touch of sweet, it's incredible. So I add a squirt of stevia, or you could use like a couple tablespoons of Noni Land honey, or you could use 1 tablespoon of honey and 1/2 squirt of stevia. You could cheat it and mix the two and blend it really well. The dressing has some thickness, some body. It's all green, of course. It's a heavy metal chelator because of the chlorella and especially the cilantro. Really a great, you know, immune system detox dressing because of the amount of apple cider vinegar and the fresh onions with all the CoQ10 and the quercetin and the sulfur that's in the onion. It's hot and spicy, so it really increases circulation. It really helps kill bacteria, germs, virus, infections. That's why I use it on the Body Ecology diet. I originally called this the BED, Green Dragon Dressing, because it was made totally BED and it worked so good on the diet. Because once this is all blended up, really smooth and creamy, and you put it in a container, and you keep it in the fridge, it lasts for weeks and weeks. It may separate somewhat, but you just shake it before you use it. It tastes fantastic on everything. I'd have my clients pouring it on cooked quinoa, over sardines, over fish, over which I don't really have them do fish anymore because the metals are just too high, but on salads, fantastic, you know, fantastic. Just any, pretty much anything. And it tastes so good, and it really gives you energy right away, and it really kind of wakes you up and gives you clarity. It you don't taste the superfoods. It's so well masked by the other food ingredients because of the hot and the spicy. I wanted to give this Green Dragon recipe away to people because, you know, it was one of the successful items in programs I was giving people going back years when I would get them on the diet and into superfoods and starting to detox, and they would come and see us daily or weekly, and you know, when they're start, there's like, what do I put on stuff and how do I make everything fun and tasty and it's all new? I'd make the dressing. I've never had a person that didn't like it. It just tastes incredible. And I'd make the dressing and it's so convenient to keep it in a jug and then they could just pour it on food and the health promoting benefits of it are immediate and it's just fantastic. And I consumed it for almost daily for a long time, a couple of years, 2-3 years. It was on top of my salads every day. I used to do salads and sauerkraut and sardines in those days, the 3 S's, but I've quit the sardines because of the metals. The ocean's just not clean enough right now, but the dressing is incredible. Anyway, so with the Longevity Warehouse Greens, the addition of Ashitaba, which is one of the most underknown, amazing foods on the planet for everything out there. But it's got a little bite to the taste, so I don't go too strong, half teaspoon to a teaspoon. Chlorella we can put in, and then a higher dose of the crystal manna, the pure Klamath crystals, the blue-green algae, and then the phytoplankton. And then we have trace minerals.
Okay, so let's jump right into it, Truth. We have Ashitaba, which is one of the new superfoods at Longevity Warehouse, and you've created this amazing salad dressing. So let's go through it from A to Z. Let's go through all the ingredients in the salad dressing, and then why don't you explain each one of the ingredients for our listeners so that they can understand what each of them do, and then also how they work together. And we'll go through and we'll just make the salad dressing together, and we'll go through each ingredient, and hopefully by the end of it, people have a full appreciation of how to not only make a salad dressing that tastes great, but is also like a nutritional tonic. Just like we do with the smoothies, I think salad dressings are a great vehicle for delivering good quality fats and oils, along with herbs and other nutrients, and using those on our salad, which is a huge part of the raw food. You know, vegan, vegetarians are all kind of revolving a lot around their salads. So let's jump into it, Truth. Let's start to create the salad dressing.
Okay. So you need a Vitamix, clean Vitamix pitcher, and first I'll take a pepper, one hot jalapeno pepper, green pepper, chop it up, throw it in the Vitamix, and then get one handful bunch of cilantro and chop up the leaves down to the stems, throw the stems away, and throw the cilantro in the Vitamix pitcher, and get one large organic yellow onion, peel off the outer skin, but just the unedible layers, because just inside the thin layers of the onion is where a lot of the antioxidants are, so don't go too deep peeling off the outer layers of your onion, just the unedible part. Cut up your onion into big chunks because the Vitamix will do the rest of the work, and throw the chopped yellow organic onion in the Vitamix on top of the cilantro and the pepper. Then we go to our liquids. 7 ounces of Nama Shoya, unpasteurized raw soy sauce. This is the liquid that comes off the hot show miso that's pure probiotic. If you don't want, there's a little bit of gluten in there, although it's fermented, so I don't think it's really as much of an issue. But if you want to, you could use a low-sodium wheat-free tamari in replacement of that. This is a tonic in the Ayurvedic world. It is a little high in sodium, but we're going to balance it with the other things, and you'll know just how much to use. So the first liquid on top of our food stuffs is 7 ounces Nama Shoyu, and then we go to the oils, 4 ounces of flax oil. The Andreas fresh pressed flax oil that they sell on Longevity Warehouse is fantastic. It tastes incredible and it's so high quality, zero oxidation. And then we go to 4 ounces of olive oil. A stone crushed raw organic olive oil would be best. Then we're going to go to the last liquid, which is apple cider vinegar. We want 9 ounces of a fresh raw organic apple cider vinegar, aged in wood, preferably with the mother. And this is a great tonic. Now we have the liquids on top of the foodstuffs. Now we're going to add in the superfoods to take the salad dressing to the next level. So we're going to put in Ashitaba powder, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon. You better start with a half and try the taste, because if you make this dressing right, it tastes incredible. Everybody loves it, even junk food junkies, the first time I give it to them. When I first blend up a patch, one of the most exciting parts is just drinking an ounce straight, just to taste it and see how it is. Sometimes I want a little more sweetener or just a little bit more shoyu or a little bit more vinegar. But this recipe I'm giving you is very balanced. It should work great. So the first superfood is Ashitaba, a long Latin name, but the first word is Angelica. It's the only Angelica in the family that actually tastes good, which means angel in Latin. And they really believe this plant historically has a godly healing effects. It's native to Hashihojo Island in Japan, but you can grow this all over the world. It's called tomorrow leaf or longevity herb. Tomorrow leaf because if you pick a leaf off, it'll grow a new one in the next day. It's a powerful antioxidant, the Ashitaba. It has a rare class of flavonoids called chalcones, which purify the blood, strengthens the immune system, regulates cholesterol and blood pressure, antibacterial, improves metabolism. It's traditionally used as a rejuvenating food that contributes to long life, especially rejuvenating the skin and the digestive system. It was used traditionally to help conditions like skin disorders and digestive problems, even really serious autoimmune conditions and chronic fatigue, because it's and bacterial type infections. It's really an amazing superfood that is so underlooked, Ashitaba. It's also one of the rare plant foods that's high in B12. So we want to put a little Ashitaba in because it's got a strong taste, half teaspoon. Then we go to the next superfood, chlorella powder, 1 teaspoon of chlorella. Both Ashitaba and chlorella are very high in chlorophyll. The chlorella has more RNA and DNA and nucleic acids and amino acids and minerals. And then we're going to go to the oldest algae. You know, we have brown algae, which is seaweed. Then we have green algae like chlorella. And then we go to the king, the top of the chain, is the blue-green, like spirulina and blue-green algae, AFA. The blue-green algae is the oldest single-celled organism that's like 1 billion years old. It's part plant, animal, bacteria. They don't know exactly what it is. And it's got every nutrient known to mankind in it, and it's just incredible. So this is thyme refraction window dried pure Klamath crystals from the Pure Synergy Company that we sell on the Longevity Warehouse. This is a excellent green product to add to the dressing. You could do 3 to 6 teaspoons of the Klamath crystals easily in this dressing, because it melts right in so gently and it adds such slight nutrition. It just ups the green color a little bit, but because of the potency of the other ingredients we already have in the Vitamix, you're never going to notice the taste. Then the third green superfood, phytoplankton. You could use a couple of squirts of phytoplankton tincture, or you could use a whole teaspoon of the phytoplankton powder, which we now sell in the Longevity Warehouse. Now we've got 4 of the top best green superfoods on the planet. Phytoplankton, AFA, pure Klamath blue-green algae, chlorella, and Ashitaba. A-S-H-I-T-A-B-A, Ashitaba. If you're not familiar with it, you should read up about it. I think a lot of people are familiar with the other ingredients I've listed, but this combination is really amazing. Now we want to put some minerals. So we're going to put 4 squirts of Super Ionics. Omeka Trace Minerals is my favorite pick. Or you could put a half teaspoon of magnesium oil, if you have that, if you'd rather. That's similar. And then we need a sweetener. Now, I like it straight BED style. Just it's a spicy, it's a hot salad dressing, but it's got a savory flavor too. It's really unique, the combination of the flavors, but it needs just a little bit of something sweet. So 1 squirt of plain stevia does the trick for me. Some people that are more used to stevia go up to 2. If you don't like stevia at all, I would recommend a high quality honey, like the Noni Land honey or a Manuka honey. But the honey's not as sweet, and it's more jelly like in its texture, so it doesn't mix quite as easily. Gotta blend it well. And you gotta try it to taste. So once we have all of the chopped whole food ingredients in the Vitamix, we have our liquids, our namashoya, our oils, our vinegar, and then we put all our green superfoods. The last thing you're going to need is a sweetener. You just need a little bit. You got to be careful. If you use too much of whatever sweetener you use, you can throw off the whole batch. If you use just the right amount, it brings around the blend of the salt and the tangy vinegar and the spicy hot stuff to this incredible recipe. It blends really smooth in the Vitamix with the oils and the superfoods. So the sweetener of preference, I've normally always made this a BED. I called it the BED Green Dragon Dressing for Body Ecology Diet. And we blend up batches, and I've never had a person not freak out basically over the taste of this thing the first time. And it was really advantageous to my programs, because getting new people on a lot of dietary changes, trying to add in superfoods, help them detox, you've got to keep them inspired. They got to have something that's easy, that's ready, that's fun, that tastes good on everything. The dressing did the trick. People would stay on the program because of the dressing. They'd come back, they'd want me to make more batches. Or I'd give them the recipe, and people that were decent at home with the Vitamix making their own recipes would make excellent dressings and thank me all the time. In fact, this recipe I'm giving you guys, I really, when I was making the chocolate with Jing & Co. with Drew Saber, my buddy that used to work with me at the bar, we actually wanted to package this. We were going to make it, produce it, and put it in glass jars and sell it at Air One or wherever, because it was so good. It was just a total winner. Everyone, hands down, agreed. And never really got around to that, but that's okay. So I'm giving it out to you guys, and it's an awesome gift. It's really amazing. So the sweetener, you got to get the sweetener just right. 1 to 2 squirts of plain stevia was what I was using back in that day. Some people that were really used to stevia went up to 3. I would start with one squirt and blend it really good and take a taste. And it might need just a hint more sweetener. Now, if you hate stevia, you can use some honey, like the Noni Land honey they sell on Longevity Warehouse, or Manuka honey has antibacterial properties. I've never really actually tried it with honey. It will work, but you're going to have to use a lot to get to the right taste, maybe 4 tablespoons. Try two and blend it really well and taste it. If you don't mind cheating with a few drops of stevia, I think that'll make it easier. Use a couple tablespoons of high-quality honey and just 5 drops of stevia. So you can't even tell the aftertaste at all, but it's just enough to mix with the honey and bring it up. Be careful adding your sweetener and tasting it. You don't want to ruin the dressing by getting it too sweet. If you add just that little tiny bit that you can barely tell, it brings it up and it makes it amazing. It blends very smooth. You can pour it into a container, ideally a glass jar. Keep it in the fridge. It seems to last good for like a month. Like it preserves itself. It does separate sitting in the fridge. Like the green stuff will float to the top and the oils will sink to the bottom. Just shake it real good and it's smooth and ready. You pour it on anything and everything, it tastes amazing. You can drink an ounce straight as a shot. You feel it immediately. It's really an amazing dressing. So now, really, you know, it's just about getting, you know, these food items you can buy anywhere, organic at a Whole Foods or a health food store. The oil's a little more challenging. We can order the flax oil from Longevity. Lucian, do we sell a raw olive oil?
Yeah, we have that David Wolf olive oil we sell.
Okay, excellent. So now you can get a raw olive oil. It makes a difference. I mean, you can buy extra virgin olive oil, but you can really taste the difference between a raw stone-crush olive oil. And then the superfoods. We've got all the superfoods on the Longevity Warehouse. The Ashitaba is, to my mind, it's the king of underknown superfoods out there, meaning it has more benefits that are just incredible the more you learn about it and the things that you feel from taking it. And nobody knows about it. Nobody talks about it. I first heard about it from Ron Teagarden when he was researching how to build tonic alchemy like 8 years ago. And he had a very high quality, pure, bright green Ashitaba in a heavy duty foil Ziploc bag. And he let me take a sample taste of it at an expo and they were first formulating tonic alchemy. And I didn't know what it was. And I looked at it, I go, wow, it's a green superfood powder. And in that day, I thought I had exhausted every green superfood out there. I had already taken large doses of chlorella and spirulina and barley juice powders. And I used to go through the health food stores in those days and buy every single new growing product that ever came out and mix it up and try it. From, you know, the perfect food to the pure synergy product, I can't even remember the names. There were so many. They're still marketed a lot and all over the stores. They're really diluted and cut down. I don't really like those mixed green drinks anymore. It's okay for a beginner. I might pick the Pure Synergy drink or the one by Health Force Nutritionals, Vitamineral Green, which they sell on Longevity Warehouse. That one's like a salad that's been dried and powdered, and you can just take a few tablespoons and stir it in a tall glass of water. It's like having a liquid salad. It's a good product, and it has a little algaes and a little probiotics. So I was really interested in green food products, but when I found the Ashitaba, I was like, what is this? And when I looked at it, it was greener than anything I'd ever seen. It was very fine and very potent, and I just took a tiny bit, a half teaspoon, and stirred it in a little bit of water. It was like the strongest green food I'd ever had, the blast. I could not believe it. And since then, I've been trying other Ashitabas that I can get. Now, some of them can be a little strong on the taste, so I go with a lower dose on the dressing. But if you start finding the dressing tastes so good and you want to experiment, going a little higher dose of Ashitaba, that would be great. But putting Ashitaba, chlorella, pure Klamath blue-green algae, phytoplankton powder, or the liquid, putting those 4 green superfoods with the cilantro, it's got such a great flavor with the onion and the shoyu and the vinegar. But putting it in with the cilantro as a heavy metal chelator and all of those green superfoods going together with the cilantro to make this green dressing. But the taste is just amazing. And the circulation. And because it's so high in the apple cider vinegar, it really works great for your health, like especially on low sugar candida diets like the Body Ecology, because of the vinegar is really inhibits the growth of yeast and parasites and fungus and pathogens. Apple cider vinegar has been touted as a sort of cure-all forever. It cleanses the blood and the arteries and the digestive system. It's an acid, but it's alkaline forming. It detoxes, improves the joints, the digestion. There's nothing it really doesn't help. But making it taste great like this is the key, because compliance is, as Ron Teagarden says, is rule number one. If you don't take your superfoods or find a way to make them fun and easy to be inspired to consume them, they're not going to benefit you. This dressing's, it's really, once you got the ingredients together, it's fun to make. It's quick. And you'll get to be a connoisseur, meaning you can notice how the taste changes slightly as you skew any one of these ingredients. And you'll get it to your liking. Once it's perfect, write down that recipe, because you want to master it, because once you nail it, it's incredible. And it stores so well in the fridge. And you just shake it and you put it on anything. I used to put like 4 or 6 ounces sometimes on a big salad. And just go out in the park on my break at Erwin and eat that sucker, and I'd feel amazing. I'd actually break, when I'd eat that much, I'd break a little bit of a sweat. It's sort of diaphoretic. Your face is red and flush afterwards, and you're hot, and your pores opening up, and you can feel stuff coming out. Your circulation is good. You feel clear. You feel alert. You just feel great. It'll boost your immune system like that. So that's my gift to the listeners for this week. The BED Superfood Green Dragon Dressing. I think it's amazing. It's really good for people who are new to health changes. They're trying to eat more salads, but they're not crazy about salad. Or they're trying to eat cooked quinoa or healthier foods. And the dressing, it tastes so good when you make it right. That it really gets people into it, and you feel it right away, so it inspires you to want to keep doing it. I've had people go for incredibly long periods of time before they actually grow tired of the dressing. I've had people come back months later and want me to make a batch. Like they almost get a little addicted to it, like they can't live without it. It just works so well.
Truth, can you talk about oil solubility in terms of nutrition? I know that when we talk about oils and fats, there's some degree of delivery that's taking place for certain nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and so forth. Can you talk about the way to maximize using a salad dressing oil with an understanding of how that helps to deliver nutrition?
Well, I mean, the only thing you have to worry about with fats maybe is someone who's, their health is in a very compromised state. The liver function is compromised. So for some people that are really sick in that way, a lot of things I've come across, they'll encourage the person to eat an all-raw diet and to actually eliminate fats just to give the liver a complete rest. Now, that's tricky because the fats are really important to healing too. So I would want to add in a high-quality fish oil right away a little bit. And then as soon as, you know, they cleanse the colon a bit and the liver's getting a little bit better, just with a juice fast, you can build your blood in 24 hours and improve your liver. And then you can start going into raw foods and raw salads. And then quickly you should be able to start to add healthy oils that are easier to digest. The fresh pressed oils that have zero oxidation are really fantastic and high quality. And oils are concentrated fats. So, you know, it's 150 calories almost in just a tablespoon. So you can just start off with a little bit of oil and put it on the salads. But I like to balance the oil, because the oils are more acidic, with the alkaline stuff. So we can have oils and vinegars. The vinegar helps cut the oil. And then we add lemon juice to help create the alkaline forming aspect. And for some people, something a little bit contracting with minerals. If they're eating all raw too long, they might get a little expansive, a little bit light, a little weak. They need something to make them feel a little more grounded. A little bit of Celtic sea salt, or high quality alkaline forming mineral rich sea salt. And then for flavor and for therapeutic benefits, like a little bit of raw garlic mixed in. And when you've got garlic, Celtic sea salt, lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, and fresh pressed flax oil and or olive oil, that's a fantastic balance with the dressing. And the key really is I think it's overall health. When you start detoxing and the cell membrane is not being affected by a toxic environment, You know, if you listen to Bruce Lipton's work, he, you know, they talk about the membrane of the cell is the brain of the cell. It's not the nucleus where the DNA are. The nucleus is the gonads of the cell. That's where the Jing is. That's just for reproduction. But you can take the nucleus out of the cell. The cell keeps functioning. You take the brain out of a mammal, the body will die. So the cell membrane is key. The membrane is responding according to epigenetics, which means above genetics. We're no longer, you know, two-thirds or more bound by what's going on in the nucleus, the DNA, that creates our life and the way we behave and everything we think is genetic. It's really two-thirds of that is epigenetic. It's the way the cell membrane reacts to the information coming in two different forms. The information is coming in based on the environment, the chemistry of the blood, the toxins. There are little receptors on the outside of the cell like antenna are reading that. So when your blood is dirty and toxic, the cells are they're retracting, they're pulling away. They're basically in retreat. They're in a fight or flight state. Okay, your cells are only in one of two states. They're either in retreat mode, run away from toxins, or they're in growth mode, move towards nutrition. So when you purify your blood and clean your environment, and then you start adding good, healthy nutrition, the cells get happy, they start moving towards the nutrients, receptors are taking it in, the membrane's eating it up, and you're sending good signals to the brain of your cells, and you're in a growth stage, you're in healing stage. The other pathway of signals coming to the brain that's also important is really all perception, thought, the signals coming from the master control unit, the brain. If you're perceiving stress in your life and it's 24/7, you're sending the wrong kind of signals to your cells. If you love yourself and you don't have stress and you're in the moment and you're appreciating everything, now you're sending positive signals psychosomatically from the brain to the cell. So those signals are really important, and the membrane is very important. And the membrane itself is made up of lipids, of fats. So we want healthy fats to keep the membrane healthy. But the environment is so key. So I think fats are important because of the cell membrane. So much so. And I just think you have to have quality fats. You want to stop doing everything commercial, bleached, deodorized, refined, trans fats. You want to go out of your way to get these rebel oils, like these hand-pressed oils or these extra virgin, unrefined, cold-pressed coconut oils. You know, the highest quality stuff you can. And eat quality foods. Like, you can just eat chia seeds straight and start getting omega-3s. You can blend chia seeds and or flax seeds up together in a little coffee grinder and make a flour and toss it on your salads. You can cut open coconuts and drain out the water. You can ideally ferment the water or not drink too much because of the sugar's high, in my opinion. But the meat of the young green coconut, even though it tastes sweet, there's no sugar in it. And it's amazing. It's a protein fat, and it's really it's really nourishing, especially for vegans and vegetarians. When I was vegan, that was a staple food. I had to eat coconut meat regularly, and I would eat sometimes blend it up and ferment it, but I often had so much left over from kefir, I couldn't even consume it all. So I would just scoop out and eat 1 to 6 coconuts every other day of the meat straight. But the fats that are in there are excellent, and they're clean, and they're available. So I think it's really about detox, improve the diet. So everything, every organ system, especially the liver and the colon, and the chemistry of the blood, the environment, starts to get healthy and change. And now we metabolize these fats. Well, good. And when you combine the fats with certain foods, like I love to eat a gulp of fish oil or any other good oil, like the flax oil, with a tablespoon of Brewer's yeast in the morning, because you're mixing a fat with a carbohydrate, and the glycocarb sort of combo is really good for the nervous system. And then when I eat protein later in the day, I'll take a protein powder, and I'll like a grass-fed organic non-denatured. I'll take a scoop, pop it in my mouth, and then I'll take a scoop of coconut oil, and I'll put it in my mouth, big scoop, and I'll chew it up really good. Now I have a glycoprotein. By combining the fat with the protein, it actually carries the protein into the cell faster. And that's the whole secret with glycoproteins. Blue-green algae, the Klamath crystals that you put in the Green Dragon dressing here, the proteins that are in it has every amino acid. They are glycoproteins because there's also EFAs. There's essential fatty acids. There's actually long-chain omega-3 in the blue-green algae. It's a small amount, but there is DHA in blue-green algae. David used to say that years ago to the vegans, trying to get them on it. Is that what you were talking about, Lucian, with as far as absorption of fats?
That was it, and we've now recently launched the new David Wolf DHA EPA ALA and DPA product. And that's the new David Wolf, omega-3 with astaxanthin in it. So that's really big, and we're launching that today, and that's something that's been in the works for a long time. So it seems like the omega-3 kind of issue is it's generated an interest in vegans and vegetarians alike to have access to that type of a product. And also what you talked about in the last interview we did on Andreas Oils, the ability to convert some of those plant-based oils into omega-3s, and how we can start to integrate some of this knowledge into our system and really begin to appreciate basically how you have to have omega-3s, and whether you're going to use fish oil, krill oil, whether you're going to use, you know, a fresh pressed oil like the Andreas oils, or you're going to use some other method like a supplement method with the new David Wolf product. Everyone's got a choice available to them, but the bottom line for everyone is, how do you get those omega-3s up and get the right ratio? Because the omega-6 ratio for people is really, especially vegans and vegetarians, is way off the charts, and how to get that back in balance.
Yeah, I have read that adding a good dose of coconut oil to the diet does improve the conversion ratio of ALA, of the plant-based omega-3s, into the EPA-DHA by a few percent. It's definitely marginal, but it's noticeable. I also know that, you know, I've seen people, I've witnessed, I've heard directly from many people who had no idea about omega-3 to 6 ratios. They've had no idea about fish oil benefits or omega-3s. They just stopped eating all the bad fats, and they switched to high-quality oils like the Andreas fresh-pressed oils. And they consumed it a couple times a day regularly. The difference they noticed in their health overall was dramatic. And when they... if they ran out of those oils, they noticed it, their health dipped back down shortly after, too. It's really essential. That's why they're called essential fatty acids. You can't manufacture them. So when you get oils that are high quality and that pure, it is a gift to the body. And you have to, you know, sometimes people that I've worked with, or even my own methodology, I thought of the money it costs to buy those at the healthy level that I'd like to be consuming. And I used to always think about the special oils I'm purchasing. I'd always think of it as a supplement, meaning it's something that costs more money than food. Food is food. You're always going to buy food. So, you know, you can spend the same amount of money on junk food and have, you know, not great benefits in your health. And you could go take that same amount of money you're spending easily and just transfer it to health foods. Like a lot of the ingredients in this dressing we talked about today are very affordable health foods you can just go buy at your health food store that are cheap to make the basic dressing. In fact, if you skipped all the superfoods, if you skipped the Ashitaba chlorella and the crystals and the phytoplankton and even the trace minerals, you just put a little bit of a sweetener in with the vinegar and the oil and the shoyu and the onion, cilantro, pepper, it's an incredible tonic that, and it's cheap, very cheap for food items. And you could skip the Andreas Fresh Pressed Black Soil if you had to and just use straight olive oil, 8 ounces. It'll still taste great. But what we did is make it super tonic, and because it lasts a little while anyhow, it's totally worth it, I think. But I used to always think of the oils because of the cost. To go out of your way and buy high-quality oils, it costs more. So the price tag to me always made me think of it like a supplement, meaning when you buy it, only use a tiny bit. Make it last. Only buy it when you can afford it, when you have extra, after you bought your food first. But the truth of the matter is, you got to put your oils in your food budget and just say, this is food. You know what I mean? And it's like, find ways to spend less money out eating or whatever and spend the money on those important foods so that your kitchen cupboard is stocked with those oils so you know you're eating them every day, because they're huge. They're just so important.